are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
I love being Presbyterian. There are many reasons for this. Today in particular, I want to celebrate the root word Presbyterian. The Greek word is presbyteros, and that means elder. In the Presbyterian church, the pastor is not the boss. The elders are, technically speaking, the boss. Each church elects elders, presbyteroses, if you will, to lead the church. Here at Covenant, we have 9 of those people who have been elected and ordained and installed to serve as elders, members of the church called to serve the body of Christ right here at Covenant. We also elect and ordain deacons to serve. In the first letter of Peter, we read about this with language that invites us to think about our call to serve, the idea that everyone has a role in the church. In chapter 4, we read, "Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received." About once a year, we have a special service here in the sanctuary to ordain and install elders and deacons. And in that service, we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, our scripture reading for today, the reading that reminds us that we are indeed one body with many parts, all called together to serve the common good, to serve the body of Christ, the church, to make a difference in the world. Last week, we heard from Romans 12, another variation on that same theme, that we are one body with many parts. Listen now for God's word from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but all the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, through many are one body, and so it is with Christ. For in one is the Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, Jews, Greeks, slaves, or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, what would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, what would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members of one body. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it.
One of the most important things we do as a church community is the sharing of our joys and our concerns. We share those joys and concerns here in the worship service week after week, referring to our prayer list where the joys and concerns are put in print. But we also share our joys and concerns with one another in a variety of ways, via email and phone calls and social media even. We share our joys and concerns when we can gather together in person at meetings, at small group sessions, at Bible studies. And it's a wonderful way to stay connected with one another. We pray for one another. We encourage one another. We support one another. We cry with one another. We comfort one another. We cheer for one another. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 12. We weep with those who weep. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We feel a sense of connection to each other as fellow members of this church community. We feel that one body with many parts. We know the truth of Paul's words that you heard so wonderfully in the children's message today, that when one part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. And if one part of the body rejoices, the whole body rejoices. Thanks be to God for that. People tell me regularly how grateful they are for this church community, for the way that we care for one another and share those joys and concerns together, for the support and encouragement that we give to one another. After dealing with a challenging situation, I often hear people say, "I don't know how I would have survived without the church," right? I experienced that myself 14 years ago, different congregation, but the same idea in a Presbyterian church, when my brother, John, died suddenly, unexpectedly, out of the blue one day. The church community in Pittsburgh surrounded me with love and support and prayers and food and encouragement. Dozens of people told me that they were praying for me, which I understood in two different ways. One, that they were praying that God would strengthen me and comfort me and give me peace, but also that they were literally praying for me, praying in my place at a time in my journey when I found it hard to say or think or say or speak or pray anything. The church community surrounded me and reminded me of God's love, of the promise that neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation can separate us from that love. The church community surrounded me and reminded me of the promise of God's love in Jesus Christ, who's conquered sin and death, and I'm grateful for all of those things. I would have been a mess without the love and the support of the church. And like I say, I've heard that over and over again from people over the years. I'm so grateful for the church, for the support I get from the church. So it's true. We are better together, one body with many parts. But that whole better together phrase, it's not just true in the church. It pushes us out the door to take that same spirit into our daily living. We're better together in politics. It might not seem like it these days, but that's the idea of our political world, to come together and to bring out the best in everyone, to rise above partisan and particular interests and seek the common good. We are better together in our families when we really listen to one another and care for one another and speak the truth in love with one another and forgive one another and work for healing and reconciliation. We're better together even in sports and exercise. We can lovingly and gently encourage one another and hold one another accountable so that we can walk and bike and lift and eat more healthy and get in shape together. When we're alone, it's hard to be motivated to do those things. You know, I even see that in sports, in team sports. I saw this past week in Game 7 of the NBA series with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. The Milwaukee Bucks generally played a lot of team basketball, and they won the series, that wonderful Game 7. The Brooklyn Nets seemed a little bit too dependent on one member of their team for that game. So one body, many parts, we're better together when we play team ball, when we support and encourage one another. And we're better together when we work with one another, when we get to know our neighbors, when we work to build stronger communities. Here in Madison, we face a variety of challenges right now. And I'm grateful for people who try to bring us together and work for the common good. One of those people is Michael Johnson, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Madison. Michael offered the sermon from this very pulpit about 4 years ago, and he spoke with passion about loving our neighbors and working together in the community for the common good. And out of his sermon that day, several connections were formed and new initiatives launched, which was wonderful. This past week, I got to sit down with Michael, have a little one-on-one conversation with him about the situation in Madison and the role of the Boys and Girls Club and how we can work together. He spoke about the challenges we face, reminding us that we can do great things together. Take a listen. So, you know, just looking at Madison, looking at Dane County, what are you seeing as some of the biggest challenges that we're facing together at this point?
This has been a very, very tough year. You think about, you know, what happened with COVID, the presidential election, and now that, you know, COVID is not behind us, people still gotta be safe. Yep. But I think people, we got to talk. We got to go beyond social media. We got to break bread with one another. And we have to seek understanding instead of being understood. It's important for people to have conversations. And it's important for people to listen to one another. It's important for us to understand each other's culture. This is a very, very diverse city, right? The fact that less than 25% of our city are made up of people of color, and you look at the number of people of color who have been elected, who have been appointed to positions, or being hired in critical positions in the city, I don't see any other city doing it at the scale that I've seen so far, so I'm proud of that. Now, with that being said, we still got a lot of work to do, you know, in this community, and I believe this city is big enough, but I think we're small enough that if we work together, we can accomplish some amazing things for young people in this community.
Our conversation then continued, and I asked him, how are we better together? He spoke poignantly about his own life and the support he got from other people, and then he spoke a little bit about the church. And you know, you talked that day about loving our neighbors, and that's kind of our core ethic around here. We talk about learning God's love and living God's love. We like to learn things when we're here, but not just to say that we're smart. We try to put it into practice and make it real. So this month we're talking about celebrating church and how we're better together. Do you have a word for the people of Covenant Presbyterian Church, or a word of encouragement about how we are better together?
Yeah, so I'm just gonna first acknowledge that, you know, God is so good. And I think about, you know, my life's journey, mm-hmm. and how God has protected and covered me as a kid that grew up in the projects, as a kid that couldn't read and write, but still was able to not only get an associate's degree, but a bachelor's degree, an MBA, and to just finish at Harvard Business School as early as last week. And that didn't happen by itself. That happened because there were some people who invested in my life. Some looked like me, some did not look like me. Mm-hmm. And I think when I think about the church, churches are some of the strongest institutions in our community, in my opinion. Yeah. And when you have a faithful congregation, an amazing leader like yourself, you can move mountains for those who need us the most. And so when I think about bringing people together, I think about unity. I think about stepping up when there's challenging circumstances happening to marginalized people, you know, in our community. I think about churches bringing people together for a variety of different causes. And I don't think there's a better organization in our community that can bring people together than our faith-based institutions, including our churches.
If you want to hear the whole interview, including the details about those connections that were formed here 4 years ago, the full 17-minute video is available on our website. If you want to work together with the Boys and Girls Club to help make Madison a better place, you can join the Move for Boys and Girls Club event next month in July, the middle of July. You can walk, bike, or run to raise money to support their efforts. Check out our webpage. I think we've got about 25 people on our Presbywelians team as of right now. Our calling as disciples of Jesus Christ is to love one another, to serve the kingdom of God. To do this effectively, we need to work together. We need to cooperate. And I'm glad to see that happening, not only with the Boys and Girls Club, but in the community as a whole. This past week, I was lucky enough to attend a Rotary meeting downtown where the new police chief, Sean Barnes, spoke passionately about the need for us to work together as a community. He said one thing that stuck in my mind with a sense of passion that kind of caught me off guard. He said that there should be no such thing as good schools. There should be no such thing as good communities. Most of us kind of went, huh, as he said that. But then he said, it's because they all should be good schools. They all should be good communities. I thought that was a wonderful image for us to live into, because we need one another. We are blessed when other schools and other neighborhoods are good, and we're challenged when those other schools and other neighborhoods are not so good. So we need one another. We bring out the best in one another. We are better together. I want to close by focusing on a verse in the beginning of our reading for today. The verse says, "To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." The Message version of the scriptures puts it a little bit differently, saying each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. So you have been given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You've been given a gift from God to make this world a better place. You've been given a skill, a talent, a gift, an interest to serve this church, to serve your neighbor. Your skills, your gifts, your manifestations of the Spirit are all important, and they're all different. We all have a role to play, something to do for the common good here in the church and in the world. So as we celebrate church this month, as we relaunch in-person worship, and as we strive to live faithfully as God calls us after this COVID situation, it's a good time for a little bit of self-reflection on how we're doing with that calling. I want to reiterate what I mentioned last week when we talked about Romans chapter 12. In our Book of Order, part of the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church, there's an invitation to what the Christian life is supposed to look like and all these different characteristics of what a faithful Christian does and says and lives. And the last thing on that list talks about reviewing and evaluating regularly the integrity of one's membership and considering ways in which one's participation in the worship and service of the church may be increased and made more meaningful. So if your gift is prayer, then pray. If your gift is singing, then sing. If your gift is helping, then help. If your gift is serving on a committee, then serve on a committee. If your gift is generosity, be generous. If your gift is doing the things that nobody else wants to do, then thank God for you, and may you continue to have the strength, wisdom, courage, and humility to do those things. For those of you who are church members, I think you have a responsibility to be intentionally thinking about how you can support the church, how you can make the body stronger, how you can live out your role as a member of the body of Christ. I don't like laying on the guilt, but that's part of the deal. We're part of the church. We're called to this together. We need one another. So we come together in that way. Jesus Christ came into this world announcing the kingdom of God, a new reality of love and justice and righteousness, calling ordinary people like you and like me to turn away from foolishness and selfishness and wasting time to live a new life, a new sense of purpose, a new sense of clarity, a new sense of identity and intention, to live for the sake of the kingdom of God, to come together, to support and encourage one another. He called us together. He called the community of people that we call the church. So every day, we need to ask ourselves, what can we do to serve the common good? How can I love my neighbor today? We are one body with many parts. We are better together. Thanks be to God.